We are.
I'd like to call this meeting from Public Works Committee meeting to order on June 3rd, 2024. We have Counselor Gamby, Director Capping, and myself, Chair Washburn.
Counselor Gamby's not here.
And John Gamby's not here. Do we have any changes to the agenda, sir?
No, sir.
Can I get approval of the minutes?
Yes, they were fine. I did look them over.
If there's anyone on the phone, *6 to call in if there's public comment.
I just admitted somebody, so you might say that again.
*6, if there's public comment to call in.
Still muted.
Hearing none, we'll move on. We don't have any public comments on items not listed on the agenda that I see. Okay. Do you have anything you would like to discuss, Counselor Thomas?
No, I'm just waiting for Harry because he knows more about this stuff. I might have a question or two, but...
I don't have anything at this time either. All right, let's move on to removal of bike lanes.
Okay, so this is to start a discussion about possibly removing bike lanes on West 10th and West 15th. I've got multiple phone calls, emails about the bike lanes, mostly on West 10th because the police department went and gave people warnings for parking in the bike lanes. So the residents that live there are upset because they can't park in front of their house because the bike lanes are there, and the PD says if they do park in front of their house, they can be cited, which is what they should do. And that's what the PD is supposed to do. So we kind of researched why the bike lanes were installed to begin with, and we found nothing in the conditions of approval, the Public Works Design Standards, or the planning standards. So what we kind of assumed is our previous planner decided that in the transportation plan, it says there should be bike lanes from Oaklea East up to like Nissa or something. So we're assuming that he just extended that down 10th for whatever reason. I'm not sure why. That's the only thing we can see that we assume happened. So we worked with Chloe from LCOG and we found no legal reasons why they can't be removed. But because they're already installed, we thought it should be a council decision if they want to be removed or not. There would be some cost to it because some of it's done with hot tape, so that would have to be ground and then slurry sealed over top of that. You know, what that total cost is, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head right now.
Is there any safety hazards to work with or without?
Not really. I mean, there's sidewalks on both sides and nobody really parks in the one on 15th. At least they don't seem to park there as much as they do on 10th. I know those bike lanes were there when they bought that house, so they had to have seen them, but I also understand their dilemma that not being able to park in front of their house, or if they have company, they can't park in front of their house. So we're just looking for some kind of direction from committee and council to guide us whichever way they want us to go.
Maybe we should send it back to council for some discussion at a work session. Go from there. That would be...
Where would the money come out of the budget for that?
Streets.
Streets?
Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, we can afford to do that, I'm sure. Do you want it to go to a work session? Do you want it to go to a council meeting?
I think a council meeting.
Okay. Because I do have it in front of Kitty for next Tuesday, just in case. Okay?
That's fine.
All right.
All right. Let's move on to sewer treatment plant irrigation valve.
Yes, sir. So this is a request to have the committee review and hopefully approve an irrigation valve that's required for the upgrade of the sewer treatment plant. So DEQ is requiring us to install an automatic shut-off valve for the treatment plant. They're requiring the valve to automatically shut off for high chlorine, low chlorine, or wind speed of 25 miles an hour. It's really the wind speed that triggered it. I added in the chlorine high and low just because I know that's coming next, and if TAG's going to do the work, it isn't that much more work for them to include that in their project. So we worked with HPH on the design of the valve, and we think we've got that all down, and it's in front of DEQ for their approval right now because it's got to be an approved valve by DEQ. And then we've been working with the automation group for all of the programming and being installed into SCADA, and that way when that valve closes, we automatically get a phone call that says valve closed due to blah, whatever it was, wind speed or chlorine. So the valve parts are $24,177.92, and TAG's bid to do the electrical work and SCADA work is $23,918 for a total price of $48,095.92. There is money budgeted in the SDC fund for this, and we are recommending approving this because it's required by DEQ.
I'm kind of lost. What is the big deal about the wind speed?
They don't want it to carry out of the field.
On your windshield, maybe. That's better.
It's kind of in that same venue with them making us set back now more than we did before because they don't want it to touch the road.
I never did see it touch the road, though.
It never does touch the road. Wind predominantly comes out of the south there, so yeah. It blows it towards our lagoon, but they've now put this requirement in the MAO and the permit that anything with a wind speed of 25 miles an hour or more, we have to shut irrigation down.
And is that going to make a problem, you know, when we get too much water in there?
Probably. Yeah. We're hoping that, you know, with working with them through the MAO, we can get that discharge put back in through May, which usually alleviates that problem. They didn't answer me in time this year, so we asked them at the end of April, are we still working off the old MAO? Can we discharge in May? They didn't respond, so we had to shut down on the 30th of April. They responded to me about the 5th of May saying, oh yeah, you can work off the old MAO. But they're requiring us to work off of the new MAO in some aspects with testing and things. So it's like, we already shut down and we're like, well, the new MAO says we've got to shut down in April. Let's see if we can ride it out a little bit. And then, you know, we're still bringing in over a million a day. We got a monsoon rainstorm right after it shut down, and then it's rained multiple times since then, and we had no choice but to open it back up again. So,
All right. Well, Councilor Thomas, how do you feel? Do you want to take it back to council?
I don't think we have any other choice. I mean,
yeah, I don't think
we do. Kinda.
We really don't, but it's something I have to bring to you guys because it's right over my spending authority. So
you have that on the agenda for them Tuesday? Yeah. Okay.
And the prices for everything is included in here, the quote for the parts and the quote from TAG. So that's all I got on there.
All right, well, we'll move on to the agenda forecaster.
I've made just the changes that are on this agenda, too.
Councilor Thomas, you got any other business?
None of your business? No. No.
I got a couple
things. I'll leave that up to you guys.
I got a couple things. How are we doing on our pickups? They're getting quite a few bit of mileage on them.
We don't have as many miles as we do hours, probably. But our pickup fleet's not in horrible shape. I mean, we've got some older trucks, but they're still doing pretty good. I'm sure my guys would like newer trucks, but we replaced them as the
vehicle replacement plan comes up.
Okay, and then how are we doing on the rehab of the wells?
The rehab of the wells is, 11th, 13th is done, 8th is done. We ordered a new pump and column and everything for it, and when it showed up last week, they went to put the end on the pump and they sent the wrong end for it. So they were supposed to overnight one, and be back today, but I didn't see them, so I'm assuming it didn't come in Friday like it was supposed to. And then as soon as they put that one back together, they'll jump over to 5th and do it.
So you said that was 8th, 11th, and 8th?
11th and 13th are done. 8th is done, but needs to be put back together. And they're estimating on 8th that we'll get about 300 gallons a minute out of it. We were getting about 80. Pretty good increase from what?
Do you know what we did this weekend, since we had some nice days? How the water, how much we pumped?
We did fine with just 2 wells running. So, I mean, that's pretty much how it's been, unless we're backwashing at the plant, then the other well will kick on for a bit, but we've been able to keep up with over 1 million gallons a day with 2 wells. So.
And when are we going to start flushing the hydrants again?
Next week.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. So we'll flush next week, and then that'll get us all the way through summer, and then we'll flush again in fall. So.
Councilor Thomas, you got anything else?
No, that was it. Just wondering how the...
I don't have anything else, so I guess we'll call this a short meeting and adjourn it at 6:42 p.m.
Okay.
Do you recite?